Welcome to this podcast about Golo Vin and Norton Sound in Alaska. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Golo Vin is a community on the northern shore of Norton Sound in the Bering Sea, on a sand spit between Golovnin Lagoon to the north and Golovnin Bay to the south, about 65 miles east of Nome and 24 miles west-southwest of Eelim, Alaska. Originally an Inupiat village called Chinik, it took its present name from Vice Admiral Vasily M. Golovnin, for whom early Russian traders named the area. The village sits near the mouth of Chinik Creek, mostly below 33 feet in elevation, though newer developments, including an airport, occupy higher ground. Chinik Creek rises at 850 feet on the Seward Peninsula and flows southwest for 11 miles, draining a watershed of 18,064 acres. The watershed comprises rocks of the Nome Complex, intruded by the Kachawik Pluton, granodiorite quartz monzonite at higher elevations, gneissic monzonite on west-facing slopes, and quaternary sediments lower down. From 1807 to 1809, Golovnin commanded the sloop Diana on a round-the-world voyage to the Russian-American Company settlement at Sitka, and in 1817 he commanded the frigate Kamchatka on a survey of Alaska's northwestern coast. In 1842, Lieutenant Lavrenty Zagoskin, scouting trading post sites, recorded the village and harbor at present-day Golo Vin. In 1890, John Dexter, an employee of the Omalak mine about 30 miles north-northeast of Golo Vin Bay, married an Inupiat woman and opened a trading post at Chinik, becoming the local authority on Seward Peninsula prospecting. In 1893, the Mission Covenant of Sweden established a church and school at Chinik itself, and separately built a reindeer station and mission, later known as the Golovnin Mission, about 8 miles southeast of Chinik near Caroline Island. A post office named Golo Vin opened at that mission site in 1899. From 1898, Chinik served as a supply relay point for the Council Goldfields, with cargo shipped across Golovnin Lagoon and up the Fish River or Neukluk River. Reindeer herding became integral to the Golovnin mission in the early 1900s, but severe storms forced its abandonment in 1904, when operations relocated to Eelim. The post office followed, closing in 1906 and reopening at Chinik, by then known as Golo Vin, in 1908. Golo Vin today is a blended Inupiat and Yupik village that lives largely by fishing, hunting, and gathering, and remains a stop on the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, about 65 miles from the finish in Nome. Northwestern Alaska's coastal communities, built near sea level, are vulnerable to flooding and erosion from storm surges, driven by extratropical cyclones during fall storms, and Golo Vin, on its low-lying sandspit, has been identified as one such community at risk. Residents use the spit's beaches for travel and for subsistence hunting and fishing, and the beach near the Chinik River mouth has been mined for road surface material. Episodic flooding recurs on a 5 to 10 year cycle, and the spit can suffer complete overwash roughly once every 50 to 100 years. Sediment is redistributed during these events, but long-term change appears minimal. Transport seems balanced under current wave, current, and sea level conditions, with neither erosion nor accretion dominant. Climate change, however, including rising seas, more frequent and severe storms, and longer wave exposure as sea ice retreats, could upset that balance. Thank you for listening. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, copy edited by Claude AI, and read by a computer-generated voice. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.